As I was talking with a client, and we had been talking about God and what our beliefs were, and talking about books we'd been reading and whatnot, and he said that he had been reading a book that he couldn't remember the name of the book, and he didn't remember the author of the book, but what he did read or remember was this phrase, God is bigger than God. And so I believe I was using a camera to look at a sewer line. So I had my head down, not really paying attention too much to what he was doing, and was waiting for him to go on with what he was talking about. And I looked up at him and he says, no. He says, you just let that sink in for a while. And then he goes on, changes the subject, and I tried several times to get it back to what the book say about God being bigger than God. He wouldn't go. So I went home and I was thinking about it. How can God be bigger than God? So I had to stop and think about what I felt God was, or what God was to me, and how big God is. And at the same time, I've been reading this book called Job, which, wouldn't you love to be Job? At least in the beginning of the book. I mean, God's telling Satan, Job will never change. Job is as loyal as the day is long, you cannot get Job away from me. Started all of Job's problems. So the last, what is it? Well, chapter 38 to 40. God sets Job down and says, listen, we're going to have a talk. And so I'm going to read the first 12 verses of this, and then I'll get back to trying to remember what the rest of my sermon says. The Lord answered Job out of the storm and said, who is this that darkens my counsel with words without knowledge? Brace yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me, if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched the measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? And who laid the cornerstones? While the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. Who shut up the seas behind the door when they burst from the womb? When I made the clouds as garment and wrapped it in thick darkness, when I fixed its limits for it and set the doors and the bars in place, when I said, this is as far as you may come, this is where your proud waves will halt. Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place? And that took the fact that I was taught when I was a kid that God made the world, he made me, he made everything we know. But it put it in a whole different perspective. It's like, for me, and most of you know, I'm kind of a car guy. It's like going to a car show and walking by a car that catches your eye and talking with the owner, and the guy goes, yeah, I made that. I put that all together. I did all that work. And you go, yeah, well, okay. And you go on down the road a little ways, you see another car, and you stop and you look at it, and on the front grill is a picture album. And for you kids that don't know, that's old school for what your cameras do these days. And so you start at the beginning, and here's this gutted out car, or just a shell, and you keep going through it, and you see each step that the guy's done, knocking all the dents out of it, the paint, the wiring, all the repair that has to go into it to get to those deals, the engine build, all of that. Now when you look at that car and he says, I built that, now you have a little bit of a visual of what it took to get that car from a pile of parts to something he could be proud of. And that's where I went with this. I read it early in Genesis, you know, that God created everything. Yeah, we know that. But when I read this with Job, and not just in 38, but in the rest of the book, he goes in real deep detail about all of the things that he did. It shows me that this God that did this is bigger than the God that I know. He's bigger than what my concept of God happens to be. I'm jumping way ahead and I've lost a lot of stuff here, but a couple, 3 weeks ago, we had a big deal down at the school down here. And I don't know the whole story about how it came to be, except that 35 years ago, God told Bob Johns that Luis would be here in Athena. Somebody who is used to speaking to thousands of people. Bob stuck with that. Bob didn't tell him that, yeah, it's going to be this long, and you're going to have people telling you, no, it's a pipe dream, it's never going to happen. You know, get real. He didn't tell him how it was going to happen, he just told him to get it done. He also didn't tell him that Raleigh Marshall would start coming to this church to give us access into the church so God could go back to the school where he needs to be. He didn't tell Bob that there'd be 600 people that would take their time and come down here and hear God. And he didn't tell him that there'd be 36 people that would change their lives. That God is bigger than the God that I know, or that my concept of God is growing steadily, but that I can wrap my mind around. Noreen and I have been together for 17 years. Well, almost 17. It'll be 17 in January. Probably 14 years ago, most of you have known my history and my testimony. God put Noreen in my life 17 years ago, so I'd be here today. Because without her, I wouldn't have been here. So he put her in my life, and then he brought in people like Delbert and Kayla, Terry and Cindy, Larry and Suzanne. I mean, I could go on and on and on with people in this church that have touched my life and have helped me get to this point where I am. When I was a seventh grader, we were taking these surveys, bunch of questions, and they were basically to tell you what you're going to be when you get to be an adult. Mine said I'd make a good clergyman. I looked at the teacher and I says, what in is a clergyman? See, I cut that word out just for you, Cindy. I told her today was going to be ugly, and she says, as long as you don't swear, we'll all be good. I said, what's a clergyman? And he says, it's a minister, a preacher. And I wadded the paper up and threw it away and go, yeah, right, that ain't never going to happen. This makes number three or four. Not that I'm a preacher by any means, but God knew back then that I'd be here. You know, some 30 years ago or whatever it's been. That God is bigger than the God I can wrap my mind around. A God that would give his son to save my life, my eternal life, is bigger than I can get my head wrapped around. As a parent, I would give my life up for my kids, my grandchildren, my wife, easily, not even think about it. But for somebody I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe in another 35 years I'll have an answer for that one. But so I know I'm covering through a lot of stuff and I've lost a lot of stuff. I do have a challenge for you. If you want to know what your beliefs are, write a sermon. Whether you choose to give it or not, go through the paperwork, do the research, find out where you stand on what you believe. Because this sermon today has been the hardest thing I've ever done. The scariest thing I've ever done. And especially since I left the thing at home. I got sick in the middle of the week and was going, well, that's a sign from God I shouldn't do this. I'll just call somebody. Surely somebody can pull something together. And then I got feeling better and went, dadgummit. And I kept trying to find ways to get out of this. Yesterday, Lorraine come home. She goes, how's the sermon? I said, we're not even going to talk about it. Because I've been sick and so stinking busy. And I got to the point of God is bigger than God. And after I got through Job, I just hit a brick wall. It wouldn't go anywhere. So then the devil's kicking in going, you can't do this. This isn't what he wants to hear. I said, okay, I went in prayer. Tell me then. If this isn't what you want, show me. Tell me. Nothing came. So here we are. But it just made it so much bigger to me, so much important to me that I fought it this hard. And even without my paperwork, it seems to be coming together somewhat. So I'm going to close it because I've lost everything except for God is bigger than God. God is, it meaning God is bigger than what we perceive to be God. I would challenge you also to take a little while and figure out what you conceive as God and how big God is. And then understand that this book is telling you it's not even scratching the surface of what it is. I can't even begin to understand. And I'm starting to ramble, so I'm going to close. If the worship team wants to do their thing, that's cool. Or somebody else wants. Oh, hang on, guys. Peggy's moving this week. Today. And she's asked that we pray over her for to settle her mind and patience.